feel good. He saw you. No lie, baby, you're the only girl in my... It's my station.
It's my station.
98Q Country.
Getting colder, summer getting warmer, tidal wave come across the Mexican border. Why buy a gallon? It's cheaper by the barrel. Just don't get busted singing Christmas carols. That's us. That's right. Gotta love this American ride. Both ends of the ozone burning. Funny how the world keeps turning. Look, Ma, no hands. I love this American. Rocks off, watching Desperate Housewife. Daddy works his can off, paying for the good life. Kids on the YouTube learning how to be cool. Living in a cruel world pays to be a mean girl. That's us, that's right. Gotta love this American ride. Both ends of the ozone burning. Funny how the world keeps turning. Look, Ma, no hands. I love this American. Singing no plasma getting bigger, Jesus getting smaller, spill a cup of coffee, make $1 million. Customs got a thug with an aerosol can. If the shoe don't fit, it's gonna hit the shame.
CQM, Park Falls, Wisconsin. The Park Falls Community Broadcasting Corporation.
98Q Country. News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. The first presidential candidates debate of the 2024 election season is in the books. Eight Republicans on the stage in Milwaukee. In the debate on the Fox News Channel, Tim Scott condemned President Biden's economic policies as a catastrophic failure.
Joe Biden's Bidenomics has led to the loss of $10,000 of spending power for the average family.
And in the Fox News Channel debate, Vivek Ramaswamy blasting the Justice Department for going after former President Trump.
We cannot set a precedent where the party in power uses police force to indict its political opponents. It is wrong.
In that vein, the former president will be surrendering later today in the Georgia racketeering case.
Trump will be arraigned at the Fulton County Jail in Atlanta on 2020 election conspiracy charges. The former president says he will be wrongfully arrested by a radical left district attorney. His appearance today comes one day after former New York mayor and Trump lawyer Rudy Giuliani turned himself in. The remaining co-defendants must surrender by noon tomorrow. Greg Clugston, Washington.
It's August, and it's hot. But St. Joseph, Missouri school superintendent Gabe Edgar says this is not your typical summer heat wave.
This is unprecedented. You know, the heat is, you know, I've been in education 27 years. It's never been like this. It has been this hot probably one day, but it's never been this hot 4 days in a row.
The record-smashing heat wave holding parts of the Midwest, the plains, and the South in its grip. Four people killed, the gunman among them, at least five others injured in a shooting at a night spot in Orange County, California. Investigators say that some kind of domestic dispute may have led to the gunfire. Watching Wall Street this morning, stock futures are mixed. Dow futures are down 35 points, while the NASDAQ futures are 171 points higher. S&P futures up 23. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Relief factor, pain relief that's natural, pain relief that works, and pain relief that attacks the source of the pain. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking Relief Factor right now. See their incredible video endorsements at relieffactor.com and then order your three-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. Find out if it can work for you like it works for me by ordering your three-week quick starter pack today. Relieffactor.com, relieffactor.com. Be the next success story.
Inflation is pushing up the cost of just about everything, but life insurance actually costs less today than it did a few years ago. Now is the time to get the insurance you need. Call SelectQuote and we'll help you save more than 50% on term life insurance. You can get up to $2 million in same-day coverage with no medical exam.
Call SelectQuote at 1-800-646-9595 or go to SelectQuote.com now. That's 1-800-646-9595. Full details on example policies at SelectQuote.com/commercials.
Bible. A Moscow court has extended the detention of a U.S. journalist jailed on espionage charges.
The arrest of Wall Street Journal reporter Evan Gershkovich will be extended until November the 30th, according to Russia's state news agency. Cries of Evan could be heard outside the courthouse as the imprisoned U.S. journalist entered the court building handcuffed, wearing jeans, sneakers, and a shirt. Journalists outside the court were not allowed to witness the proceedings. Russian media said they were held behind closed doors because details of the criminal case are classified. Gershkovich was arrested in Yekaterinburg while on a reporting trip in late March. I'm Karen Chamas.
British Prime Minister Rishi Sunak has been chided by Parliament's Standards Guardian for failing to declare his wife's financial interest in a childcare firm. That firm stood to benefit from government policy. News and analysis, townhall.com. The families of 9/11 victims are not happy with how the wheels of justice are turning.
Plea agreements under consideration may mean that the suspected architect of the September 11, 2001 attacks and his fellow defendants never faced the death penalty. The Pentagon notified families of 9/11 victims of this in a letter dated August 1st. Some families told the Associated Press they object strongly to resolving the case short of a verdict. Plea negotiations have been going on for the five Guantanamo Bay, Cuba defendants in the 9/11 attack since early 2022. Keith Peters reporting.
China is putting Japanese seafood off limits because of the release of huge amounts of treated radioactive water from the tsunami-disabled Fukushima nuclear plant. The water is being discharged into the Pacific. The power plant's operator says it's safe and is necessary in order to decommission the plant. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The Furman Insurance Agency in downtown Park Falls has been serving the local community for over 40 years. Specializing in home, auto, and business insurance, don't forget the toys. No one can predict the future, but we can help protect it. Give Christy or Jamie a call at 715-762-4046. Furman Insurance Agency. Let us help you protect what's important.
Stop your grinding with Brooks Nygaard.
Are you waking up in the morning with a sore jaw, headaches, ringing in your ears, all because you're grinding and clenching your teeth at night? That's exactly what was going on with me. I ended up going to a dentist, and he wants to charge over $600 for a night guard. That's when I found the Brooks Night Guard. You mold it at home to the top or bottom teeth. Other mouth guards go all the way to the back, which allows the back teeth to touch. This is where most of the grinding and clenching occurs. The Brooks Night Guard redirects the bite force away from the back teeth, reducing jaw pain while still protecting the teeth. This unique design is what makes Brooks Night Guard different from all other traditional grind guards. Order your Brooks Night Guard today and get 10% off plus free shipping. Go to BrooksNightGuard.com and enter the code Brooks91. That's BRUX91.
Stop your grinding with Brooks Night Guard.
Wisconsin Radio Network News, I'm Ted Aylin. Milwaukee hosted the first Republican presidential debate Wednesday night. Eight candidates vying to become the GOP nominee for president in 2024 participated in the event, talking about topics ranging from the economy, China, abortion, and violence to energy. But much of the focus of the candidates on stage at the Fiserv Forum seemed to be on businessman Vivek Ramaswamy, who was characterized as inexperienced and unaware of the job of the presidency. Former New Jersey Governor Chris Christie.
The last person in one of these debates, Brett, who stood in the middle of the stage and said, "What's a skinny guy with an odd last name doing up here?" was Barack Obama, and I'm afraid we're dealing with the same type of amateur standing stage tonight.
Former President Donald Trump chose not to participate in the debate, citing his popularity in the polls as one reason not to be there. An 18-year-old man charged with striking and killing a 13-year-old child as she boarded a school bus last May was allegedly texting at the time.
The Wisconsin Department of Justice announced Thursday that Kevin Green of Reedsburg is charged with homicide by negligent operation of a vehicle. The criminal complaint alleges Green was behind the wheel of a pickup the morning of May 12th when he failed to notice the bus stopped in front of him. Green, who was 17 at the time, swerved into a ditch and struck Evelyn Gurney while she was standing in her driveway. She died of her injuries. The complaint alleges Green was texting while driving at and before the time of the crash. Bob Haig, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Wednesday was the hottest day of the summer in several spots around Wisconsin. High temperatures in Milwaukee, Appleton, and Oshkosh all broke records set in 1947. Thursday is scheduled to be very hot in southern Wisconsin, with an excessive heat warning in effect till 7 p.m.
Many business owners and entrepreneurs today are drowning in unsecured debt and just can't stop incurring more. Business Debtors Anonymous is a 12-step recovery program where you will receive support for doing business and living life without incurring new unsecured debt. Business Debtors Anonymous offers meetings every day, where members support one another to help them stop incurring new unsecured debt. You're not alone. Visit helpfordebtors.org. That's helpfordebtors.org.
AA made all the difference in my life. I noticed that most of the goals I had as a kid were slipping by. I didn't feel like the person I hoped to be. After all those years of drinking, I really didn't know myself. When I was out there drinking, I was always looking for the next great party to make me feel all right. With AA, I found a better way of life, and I feel good in my everyday life, even without a drink in my hand.
Visit AA.org for more information and download the Meeting Guide app to find a meeting near you.
Brown Deer police have arrested a man suspected of armed sexual assault.
The 47-year-old man was arrested on Wednesday. Police accused the man of assaulting a woman early in the morning on August 3rd, but haven't released details of the attack. Numerous tips led officers to the arrest. Charges are expected to be filed later this week. Raymond Newport, Wisconsin Radio Network.
And you can help the American Red Cross help victims on the island of Maui. Jennifer Warren is Regional Communications Director for the American Red Cross of Wisconsin.
To help people affected by disasters like the Maui wildfires, you can make a gift to the Red Cross relief by visiting redcross.org, calling 1-800-RED-CROSS, or texting the word Red Cross to 90999 to make a $10 donation.
The Wisconsin Red Cross currently has 7 volunteers who are assisting the victims of the Maui wildfires. Ted Aylin, Wisconsin Radio Network News.
And now a look at today's funeral notices. Margaret L. Swanson, 86, of New Baden, Illinois, passed away at her home on August 18th, Margaret is survived by her children, Paul Swanson of O'Fallon and Carolyn Friss of New Baden, by 4 grandchildren, by her great-grandchildren, survived also by her sister, Beryl Green of Swindon, England, and by her sister-in-law, and also survived by her beloved cat, Daisy. Visitation, the family will receive friends from 9:30 to 10:50 a.m. Friday, August 25th, at the Faith Lutheran Church located in O'Fallon, Illinois. Funeral at 11 a.m. on Friday, August 25th, at the church with Reverend Wayland Middendorf officiating. The Wolfesberger Funeral Home is in charge of the arrangements. This has been the funeral notice for Margaret L. Swanson, age 86. The funeral announcements are heard Monday through Friday at 7, noon, and 5 A complete listing of area obituaries can be found at 98qcountry.com. The funeral notices are a service of the Heindel Nimsgern Funeral Service of Phillips and Prentice. When difficult times come, we are most often helped by our faith and the love and support of others. The death of a loved one can be one of the most trying events of our lives. Birch Street Funeral Service has been assisting our communities through the difficult times. Their caring staff will manage the details when death occurs so that you can take the time you need to grieve your loss and share memories of better times. Birch Street Funeral Service offers many options for burial, cremation, funerals, memorial services, and life celebrations. The professionals at Birch Street Funeral Service also specialize in pre-planning and cemetery monuments. They are available 24 hours a day and serve the entire Northwoods of Wisconsin. Visit them on Facebook. For the best in community senior assisted living, consider Lakeside Villa in Phillips, now under new ownership. This is a family-owned 20-bed assisted living and memory care facility. Residents receive the highest standard of care, home-cooked meals, participate in fun activities, gardening, in-house beauty shop, and a 24-hour staff to assist in residents' needs. Rooms are available now for immediate move-in. Call Megan at 715-209-2051 to set up a time to tour the facility. Lakeside Villa and Memory Care Assisted Living Facility, located on Lake Avenue in Phillips.
Yeehaw! Every Thursday at 4 p.m., it's Texas Steak Night at Burgers Bar and Grill. Number one grade boneless ribeye with ear of corn and potato. Burgers Bar and Grill, Highway 13, Phillips.
K&A Services Marine and Power Sports now has two locations to better serve you. With over 20 years in the trade, Bernie Services all makes and models of Power Sports and Marine out of his shop on Highway 182. Call him at 414-902-0449 for times and availability and check out Hot Shot Secret Performance Products and Renegade Race Fuel to provide top-end performance for your ride. Selling Chilton trailers and a VMS-authorized dealer handling new dirt bikes, enduros, scooters, side-by-sides on display at his new showroom located inside the Sugar Bush Bar off of Highway 182 on Sugar Bush Road in Park Falls, Wisconsin. Yes, the bar is open and is stocked with fly racing, alpine, accessories, apparel, and more. At J&A Service Marine and Power Sports, here to serve the Northwoods in Park Falls, Wisconsin. Visit them on Facebook.
When you wake up well-rested on a great mattress, everything becomes clear.
I should not use a chatbot to write my wedding vows.
Things you missed when you were tired finally reveal themselves.
My life coach has a terrible life.
Find your mattress at the Actually Really Seriously Best Sale of the Year for Real at Mattress Firm. Get a Sleepy's mattress and adjustable base for only $499.99, our lowest price ever, plus fast free delivery. The right mattress matters. We'll find yours. Restrictions apply. See store or mattressfirm.com for details.
Missing your NFL team's out-of-market games? Not a great plan. A much better plan? Switch to My Plan from Verizon and get NFL Sunday Ticket from YouTube and YouTube TV on us with eligible phone purchase and unlimited plus. That's a value of up to $449. Get every out-of-market game every Sunday afternoon. Switch to My Plan at your Verizon store today. And for a limited time, get NFL Sunday Ticket from YouTube and YouTube TV on us with eligible phone purchase and unlimited plus. It's your Verizon. $449 value applies to NFL Sunday Ticket season 23-24 only. Additional terms and embargoes apply to NFL Sunday Ticket on YouTube. No refunds.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
For nearly 100 years, folks have trusted Blue Star medicated ointment to relieve the pain and itching of almost any skin irritation.
It works on my son's dry, itching feet and their jock itch.
I had this rash on my neck. Nothing worked until Blue Star.
Blue Star worked great on my ringworm without steroids.
My wife and I have been using Blue Star for years. It's never let us down.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
The summer season is not over with, and there are a lot of festivals and happenings
occurring across the state this weekend. Festivals, county fairs like the Price County Fair is underway already. That runs through Sunday. And there are other smaller festivals and gatherings scattered about here and there. Music festivals, sweet corn gatherings, some of those smaller gatherings at the park. Lakeside oftentimes are really fun to attend, and often they're on a Sunday afternoon or evening to wind down the weekend with. So enjoy. After the Labor Day holiday weekend, of course, things will wind down to some degree, and a lot of folks will be waving the tourists goodbye as they head south, right? Today's early morning fish feeding period, lasting till 7:30, is followed by the minor, which will happen from 11:45 to 12:45 today, and then the evening major is from 6 till 8. The moon enters the first quarter phase today, so it's gaining strength. It rises at 3 o'clock this afternoon and then sets tonight at 11:30. Our sunrise time this morning happened at 6:04 here in Park Falls. Sunset time is at 8:07, with twilight occurring at 8:40. Weather-wise, looks pretty cloudy for today once again, but we may see some scattered afternoon sun. Temperatures will probably hold below 80. Winds are light from the north. And then tonight we'll have generally cloudy skies. Our low drops off to about 60. There may be some fog. And then Friday looks to be cloudy with scattered afternoon sun. And then our highs up to about 81. Winds are light, developing out of the south. There is a chance for a batch of showers or storm tomorrow afternoon or Friday night even. And then Saturday it's cloudy with scattered afternoon sun. Our highs only around 70 degrees with northeast to east winds at around 10 to 18 miles per hour. Sunday should be sunny with our high at 74 with a light wind out of the southeast. Enjoy the outdoors. I'm Carl Klopotic.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Here's a look at your 98 Q Country weatherology forecast. For today, some fog possible early on, as well as a slight chance for a sprinkle. Otherwise, mostly cloudy skies for today, highs in the mid-70s. Winds turning to the north at 5 to 10. For tonight, mostly cloudy, some patchy fog late, upper 50s. A chance for some showers and storms on Friday with highs in the upper 70s. Then staying dry into the weekend. Saturday, sunny to partly cloudy with highs right around 70. And for Sunday, working up to 73. Monday, a chance for some showers and storms developing, highs right around 70. I'm weatherology meteorologist Michael Caron. That's your forecast on 98Q Country. Right now, 70 degrees.
See dependable, made in the USA appliances at Aquit Appliance and TV, downtown Medford. Appliances by KitchenAid, Maytag, Whirlpool, and Amana in stock. Whether it's just one piece or an entire kitchen suite or new laundry, they have something for every budget. Remodeling or building soon? Now is the perfect time to lay away a new appliance package, and they can hold it until your project is ready. Interest-free financing is always available on your new appliance package, and always service after the sale at Aquit Appliance and TV, downtown Medford.
With SRN Sports, I'm Jeremy House. Major League Baseball in the American League, a last-inning blast sends the Boston Red Sox to a victory over the Houston Astros.
Adam Duvall's 10th-inning three-run homer helped the Red Sox to a 7-5 win over the Astros. Duvall finished the game with two hits, and he has now homered in three straight games.
Yeah, man, that's what you live for, you know. That's a big, you know, big moment. And just keep telling myself, you know, like I do with every play, just make a play. Be aggressive. You know, that's kind of my mindset out there.
Trevor Story and Alex Verdugo collected two hits for the Red Sox, whose bullpen allowed one unearned run over five innings. Martin Maldonado hit a two-run homer for the Astros. Adam Spillane, Houston.
Other American League winners included the Chicago White Sox, Kansas City, and Baltimore. In the National League, winners were St. Louis, San Diego, San Francisco, and Atlanta. This is SRN Sports. Looking at interleague winners last night, they included the Chicago Cubs, Milwaukee, Cincinnati, Tampa Bay, the New York Yankees, and Cincinnati. Off the field, Shohei Ohtani won't pitch for the rest of the season because of a torn ligament in his right elbow. Los Angeles Angels general manager Perry Minassian said the team doesn't know yet whether the Major League home run leader and 10-game winner will need surgery to repair the UCLA ligament nearly 5 years after having had his first Tommy John surgery in late 2018 following his AL Rookie of the Year season. In NFL news, the New York Giants say tight end Tommy Sweeney is stable and alert after collapsing during practice and being carted away from the field. The Giants say Sweeney had a, quote, medical event and was conversant while under the care of physicians. This is SRN Sports.
The Brewers earned a two-game sweep of the Twins, winning the series finale 8-7 in 10 innings at AmFam Field on Wednesday. I'm Bill Scott with sports. Willie Adames tied the game with an RBI single before scoring the game winner on an infield single by Bryce Terang.
It feels like it was a little bit of fair play with the infield hit on both sides, scoring a run. But again, we were rewarded for ball and play. And, you know, it was nothing special in terms of how he hit it, but he hit in the right spot and used the speed to get a base hit.
Craig Counsell got home runs from Adames, William Contreras, and Tyrone Taylor in the win. The Brewers 3.5 up on the Cubs and Reds atop the National League Central. Chicago beat the Tigers 6-4 yesterday. Reds took two from the Angels, 9-4 and 7-3. Packers wrapped up their 2023 training camp with a two-hour padded workout in the extensive heat yesterday. Jordan Love on the key to getting through that heat.
I think just staying mentally focused. You know, everybody's going to be tired. Everybody's going to be drained. And it's just trying to stay mentally focused when you get tired, when you get exhausted. Obviously, a little bit of a different day with the heat, but yeah, just mental focus.
Matt LaFleur asked if he welcomes a day like yesterday once in a while.
Yeah, it's kind of sick of me, but yeah, I don't mind it. I think going through a little tough, you know, something tough is good for you.
Packers have a closed workout set for today. They will then host Seattle at Lambeau on Saturday at noon. Former Packers receiver Sterling Sharp, not among the three finalists selected by the Pro Football Hall of Fame Seniors Committee this week. Sharp had been one of 12 semifinalists eligible for the recognition. Jonathan Taylor could be a step closer to getting the trade that he desires. Six teams have inquired about Taylor's availability. Two of them have reportedly engaged in talks with the Colts. Indy says the deal needs to be worked out by Tuesday, the day that the NFL has to have their rosters cut down to 53 players. Midwest League, Wisconsin 10, Quad City 6, Lake County 7, Beloit 3. Bill Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.
More American women are childless by choice, but we at the Association of American Moms remind you that children are a joy. Imagine the pitter-patter of tiny feet. Dear, stop waving that baseball bat. The sound of their laughter. Take the cat out of the microwave. Watching them discover, hey, the baby's not a frisbee. The delight of, I said, pride in knowing the ceiling fan will support your weight. So if you ever decide you do want kids, take mine.
The Association of American Moms reminds you that women who don't have kids may be onto something.
There's a whole lot more. Brand new country.
I'm a lost cause. Baby, don't waste your time on me.
Q Country.
Never been one to ask for help. If I need a mountain moved, I'm moving myself. I ain't the church pew regular, twice on Sunday, quote you the scripture kind. I'm far from a preacher, but I'm a believer.
Trust yourself, you better love yourself. Still you do, you ain't no good for anybody else. And honey, boys are dumb, but you're gonna find yourself. experience
has been selected.
98Q Country.
Bury me in Georgia. Chattanooga, south of that state line, there's a no-name road off Highway 2 just past the welcome sign. It's where I was born, it's where I was raised. Ain't saying I'm ready yet, but that's the place I want to be after my last breath. Bury me in Georgia, let me rest in shoes y'all put on my feet. I don't care how many show up, yeah, or who reads my eulogy. Just take me out to that graveyard, sing a send me home song. Put gold dogs on my headstone and pile that red dirt. Bury me in Georgia. Let me rest in peace. Underneath the pines, yeah, 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 where my roots run.
Plan Kane Brown there and Bury Me in Georgia. 7:41. It's 19 before 8. How you doing?
How you doing?
It's a Thursday. It is August 24th, 8:24 of 23. And still a little bit humid out there this morning, but yesterday was warm. You know, we're just not used to that walk outside and it's like, ooh, we're not used to that. Still humid out there this morning. Temperatures waking up to 66, but not going to warm up a whole lot past that, 76, we'll call it today. Temperatures low mid-70s right through the weekend. Maybe a little bit of scattered rain here this morning and again possibly tomorrow morning. But other than that, the weekend should be pretty good for the Price County Fair. Entry day was yesterday. It was a warm one to do that. A lot of judging today, a lot of fun, a lot of good times. They put in a lot of work out at those fairgrounds. And hope you'll go out and support the Price County Fair just outside of Phillips on Highway H. Going on today, tomorrow, Saturday, Sunday. If you got kids, if you got grandkids, if you got young at heart, $20 at the gate, you can ride all day long. And I think they go from like noon to 5, and then they take a little lunch break for the workers, and then they go to like, I should probably look at the sheet here, Joel. and then they got two different sessions, so it goes basically, basically it goes the whole day. And that's a pretty good bargain. That's a pretty good bargain for the kids and those of you who like to ride the rides. So if you don't want to ride the rides, it's $10 to get in at the gate. And lots of farm animals and family fun stuff and live music and other things to do inside the grounds there. So that's going on full bore after entry day today, full bore today, tomorrow, Saturday, Sunday. Well, we're very excited. First of all, I want to mention the Brewers swept the Twins. So the Brewers swept the Twins over at Tarjay Field, and now the Twins swept the Brewers over there, and now the Brewers returned the favor back home. So they finished with a 2-2 split on the season, and the Brewers win it. And it was an exciting game. I was listening on the radio broadcast pretty much the whole game. Very exciting game. It was a fun game to listen to. And the Brewers ended up winning it late in extra innings. So the Brewers sit, what, 3.5 up, I believe, in the division. And the Twins, after those two losses, are still 4.5 up in their divisional race. Again, neither one of those divisions very strong as far as an overwhelming team. But, boy, the Brewers, I mean, they're up to 70 wins now. 70-57, they snuck to 13 games above 500, which probably isn't going to be enough to avoid that first round 2 out of 3, because the top two teams, there's three divisions. So if you have the first or second best record of those division winners, you get a bye in the first round. And if you don't, then you got to play 2 out of 3 against the worst wildcard team. And that's kind of looking like what the Brewers would do if they win the division. They would get that best 2 out of 3 wildcard right away, because they're about 6 games back of the LA Dodgers. I believe, I don't know. I'm a little bit hesitant because we're going to get Kyle Cronin in here, our district administrator, and I believe he may be checking in via the telephone. And let's just take a chance here. What do you say? Kyle, is that you?
Yes, sir.
Okay, good. Morning. I took a chance in taking you live on the air. Kyle Croner, district administrator for the Shawamigan Schools. How are we doing today, Kyle?
Good. It is Teacher Welcome Back Day. Oh. I am in the cafeteria full of a bunch of teachers, bus drivers, paraprofessionals, our office staff, and we're having a welcome back breakfast this morning, and then we'll get things kicked off with our in-service time. So
All right.
That's why I'm not down at the station today. We're getting things rolled out for the school year.
All right. So the teacher's coming back today, and then we've got, what, an open house next week? Is that right?
Open house on Monday evening. It runs from 3 to 7 p.m. at both campuses, north and south. It's also student picture day, so we've got that on open house day this year. So students will be able to get their school pictures done. Their parents can be there, make sure the hair is combed and and clothes look right. And we're excited to see the students back on Monday for the open house. You know, we've got a lot going on down at the school. We've got cross country. They're running today over in Rhinelander. We've got football tomorrow night versus Siren. That's at home. So all kinds of good things going on and happening. The school year is certainly underway. Next week, we've got some home volleyball happening, and then as well as some more cross country, and then football traveling on the road next week. So quite a bit going on at the schools. Students are showing up. The band has been out marching. I heard them last night out at football practice. So.
Yeah, next Wednesday they're going to the state fair, right? Is that right? I think it is.
Yes, sir. The band is off to the state fair, and they are they're excited to do that. That's always a great opportunity for them to show off their talents in a pretty big venue. And you know, they typically come back one of the you know, with some sort of an award or trophy for being one of the best bands at the Minnesota State Fair. So it's great that we can cross the border and then bring those trophies back home to Shawamigan and showcase our student arts program, our performing arts. And, you know, right. It is, you can probably tell by the tone of my voice, just excited to get things rolled out here today.
Yeah, very good. CSDK12.net is a school website for information on any job availabilities and all the information. That's a good place for people to kind of keep in touch with what's going on at the school, right?
Yep. Thank you, Joel.
Thank you, Kyle. Kyle Cronin, District Administrator for the Shawamigan School, busy with kickoff day with the teachers and staff down there and some donuts, right? I got a little break coming up over the lunch hour here. Maybe I could sneak in there. We had some big news concerning our radio station here. Some of you may have seen or heard online that our radio station was recently had a transfer of ownership, and we are very excited here, our staff at 98Q Country, that we have been purchased. It was officially announced on Monday, and we were given the go-ahead to let everybody else know. And we are now a part of the Civic Media Radio Group. Very exciting new group, which is based out of Madison. That's where the ownership hangs out. But we have stations all over the state, including Amory, including Hayward and St. Croix Falls and Baldwin and Chippewa Falls. And all over the state, there are radio stations. And we're very excited to be a part of the group. And I guess maybe it's good or bad news to you, those of you who enjoy what we do here at 98Q. You enjoy the music and everything that goes on. You really won't notice much of a change at all here on 98Q Country. You may notice some good things, like eventually I think you're going to notice there will be more news coverage, local news, regional news coverage with our civic media group, as they pride themselves on that. So we look forward to bringing you a little more information throughout the day. And also we look forward to, they're very heavy on local activities, local sports and stuff like that. You're going to hear possibly even more coverage of our area sports teams. And they really have the belief of hometown radio. You can, now there are some pains that go through with this. And number one pain is our 98qcountry.com webpage has a different look. It's still there. Well, it's there in a new form. And some of the information that we had on before is being transferred over. It's not there yet. If you're listening, if you want to listen online to 98Q right now, the good news is we've already added something that I've been really wanting for a long time. And you can actually go very easy on your phone now. You can listen through the app. And all you have to do is go to your app store or whatever and search for Civic Media, C-I-V-I-C, Civic Media. Download the Civic Media app. And when you bring that up, you will see 98Q Country listed as one of the stations. You hit on it like I'm doing right now, and then you hit that. And
you will see.
That's me right there. I'm on the phone. Look at me, and I'm on the radio. So it's very cool, because for those of you who are on the go and maybe want to listen to 98Q through your phone, and maybe you go to ball games and you want to listen to the other ball game, it's going to be really easy through the Civic Media app, which 98Q Country is already on there. So very exciting. And the transition is already underway. And I will announce to you right now, and I'm not sure if I'm supposed to yet, but I'm going to tell you right now that we already are home of the Milwaukee Brewers. We already are home to the Green Bay Packers. And starting this season, you will hear, are you ready for it? Can I get a little drum roll? All right, Oh, thank you very much. Painful. See, that part of the process, I'm still running it. So, not only the Brewers, not only the Packers, but starting this fall and winter, ladies and gentlemen, the Milwaukee Bucks. Yeah. Milwaukee Bucks. Yeah. Right here on the big 100,000-watt flamethrower, 98Q Country. So Milwaukee Buck basketball for the first time ever right here on 98Q Country. Starting with the, I'm not sure about the preseason, but we will be covering the Bucks starting this fall on the radio, which is kind of cool, because if you enjoy basketball, it's you can't get Bucks basketball around our area on the radio. You may or may not be able to see it on TV, but we're going to have the Bucks games here. We'll be juggling, of course, between our local sports coverage and the Bucks, and we'll make it all work between here and our sister station. So we'll keep you updated. Some exciting news. Please be patient for that 98qcountry.com webpage. Some of the basic info is on there, but we're rebuilding, shall we say, like the $6 million man, bigger, faster, stronger. We're rebuilding that up a little bit as we speak, really, literally as we speak. All right, we've got a busy weekend for you, boy. We've got Brewers tomorrow night, football tomorrow night. We will not have Brewer coverage. We're going to join the Brewers in progress after our local game tomorrow night. But high school football tomorrow night, Siren coming to take on Shawamigan Butternut Mercer Co-op team. I will be there along with our new voice of Shawamigan sports, Steven Jetland. He's going to be joining us. Looking forward to having him on board. And that'll be over on 103.1. And right here on 98Q tomorrow night, we've got Jeff Haken and the boys bringing you Phillips. Phillips, they're on the road tomorrow night. Where did my schedule go here? Somewhere over here. There we go. Phillips will be on the road at Frederick tomorrow night. And we'll have that game for you tomorrow night right here 98Q Country. That game, that Phillips game, will be streamed. So that's tomorrow night. And then Saturday, we've got back-to-back Packers from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. pre- and post-game, and then Brewers to follow that Saturday night, and more Brewers on Sunday. So a busy weekend. Keep the radio handy here this weekend.
Introducing Term Busters, an unrivaled company that can help you save on term life insurance. In the highly competitive term life industry, rates have significantly dropped in recent years. For instance, a 45-year-old non-smoker can now secure $1 million of coverage for just $75 per month with a level rate for 10 years. Similarly, a 50-year-old non-smoker can obtain $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of $110 with a guaranteed level rate for 20 years. Smokers can also benefit from our great rates at Term Busters. We specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. Whether you're in need of new or replacement term life insurance, call us today at 1-800-886-9755 for a personalized quote. Don't settle for paying more than you should. Remember, the number to reach Term Busters is 1-800-886-9755. That's 1-800-886-9755. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-smoker underwriting and an exam is required to qualify. Call 1-800-886-9755.
Unique farming operations need unique financial solutions. Ag Country Farm Credit Services offers customized financing that fits any size farm, ranch, or agribusiness. The next time you're in the market for more land, equipment, facilities, or maybe even an operating loan, contact the team at Ag Country. They know agriculture and will work for you. Ag Country. Focused on ag, focused on you. Ag Country is an equal opportunity lender.
Labor Day savings start now at Lowe's. Get up to an additional $1,500 off select major kitchen appliances. And save $100 off select laundry pairs priced $1,396 or more. Plus, pick up the latest DeWalt PowerStack 20-volt max 5-amp-hour battery kit and get a select Bear tool free. Lowe's knows home improvement. Valve through 8:30. Appliance savings vary based on purchase amount. Exclusions apply. See Lowe's.com for details. While supplies last.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Here's a look at your 98 Q Country weatherology forecast. For today, some fog possible early on, as well as a slight chance for a sprinkle. Otherwise, mostly cloudy skies for today, highs in the mid-70s. Winds turning to the north at 5 to 10. For tonight, mostly cloudy, some patchy fog late, upper 50s. A chance for some showers and storms on Friday with highs in the upper 70s. Then staying dry into the weekend. Saturday, sunny to partly cloudy with highs right around 70. And for Sunday, working up to 73. Monday, a chance for some showers and storms developing, highs right around 70. I'm weatherology meteorologist Michael Caron. That's your forecast on 98Q Country. Right now, 70 degrees.
Introducing...
This is Eric Church.
The notes and the words and the songs I sing to the ones doing life with me.
Your station is great. I love you guys.
98Q Country.
Yours.
in my early 40s with a lot of life before me. When a moment came that stopped me on a dime, I spent most of the next days looking at the x-rays, talking about the options, and talking about sweet time. I asked him when it sank in that this might really be the real end. How's it hit you when you get that kind of news? Man, what'd you do? And he said, I went skydiving.